Yeah. 27 after 3. Let's bring in Tom Percy, QC, who joins me live on the program this afternoon. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Okay, thanks. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. How would an independent inquiry look like into these allegations?
Well, I can't really see how they could have one at all because, firstly, the starting point is that there needs to be an allegation and someone to make the allegation, and we don't have one of those, unfortunately. Probably have a written document somewhere, but that's it. You have no one you can cross-examine and test the veracity of the allegation. So in every other form of inquiry that we have people we can put up as witnesses, people who can cross-examine them, and a tribunal of fact who can come to a conclusion as to whether there might be any substance in it. We lack all of those things. So I can't really see how there could be any independent inquiry of which would mean anything.
So would this be the end of the matter for Christian Porter, Tom?
I can't see that it could really go any further. I've no doubt that his political opponents, and I'd probably consider myself one of those, mm-hmm. but his political opponents in the House would probably want it to go any further to try and embarrass him as far as they could, discredit him in any way they possibly could. But that in reality, in pure legal terms, it just can't go any further.
And there's obviously parliamentary privilege. Our political editor, Michael Packie, suggested the Greens or the Labor Party might want to even table these letters. So whatever was contained in that then would become a matters of public interest. There's nothing, though, between the power of the parliament and the power of the court system, though, to stop any of that or to help Christian Porter or to help the victim in this case as well, Tom Percy.
Well, I think the victim is probably something that doesn't come into the equation anymore, sadly, because she's not with us. But it's just a matter of just how much destruction and embarrassment they think that they can wreak upon the government and in particular the minister.
So any echoes from the crossbenchers saying we need a independent inquiry is basically a two-bit and a waste of time.
I can't see that it could get anywhere. There's no realistic proposition that anyone could ever find, given that he denies them and has never made any statement of the contrary. And there's no one here to contradict him. Where could it possibly go?
Tom Percy, appreciate your time. You have a good afternoon. Legal expert Tom Percy, QC.